What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope everyone is having a wonderful Friday afternoon. Guys, I decided to come on my podcast today just because I have another list that I want to share with you guys today. So my list for today is going to be including, my all-time, all-time starting roster for the New York Giants on offense. That's what I'm gonna be doing today, so let's get right into my list. Look, over the years, we have truly seen some sensational players suit up on both sides for the New York Giants. While the G-men have been more known for their defense, the offensive side of the ball for New York has become incredibly slept on. You know, now the Giants' all-time offense... The Giants' all-time offense may not be as elite as a team like the 49ers or the Cowboys. However, historically speaking, the Giants, are one of the... The Giants do have one of the better squads out of all the teams in the league. So let's take a look at, my all-time starting offense for the Giants from East Rutherford. At quarterback, I'm pretty sure at quarterback you can make a discussion at, like, who was the best all-time quarterback for the Giants. I mean, you can mention Phil Simms. You can mention, you can mention a lot of great quarterbacks. You can mention Jeff Hostetler. But I think we can't mention, I think it's very right to mention Eli Manning on the, in this offense for all time, just because, out of all positions on offense, this has to be the easiest one to write about, to talk about. I mean, with all due respect to the other quarterbacks who have suited up for the Giants, it's not even close. Not only is Eli the best quarterback the Giants have ever seen, but even his biggest haters have to respect him. This will be set in stone once he makes the Hall of Fame next year, of course. However, as for Eli's career as a Giant, it couldn't have been much better. Not only does he have two Super Bowl rings, but the context behind those two Super Bowl rings make them much more special. Alongside this, Eli has been responsible for some of the most iconic moments in league history. For his career, Eli completed 60.3% of his passes for 57,000 yards, 366 touchdowns, and 244 receptions. In addition to this, Eli also made 4 Pro Bowls and was the Walter Payton Man of the Year in 2016. Considering that Eli ranks top 10 in nearly every passing stat and has all of his iconic moments, it's almost impossible to keep him out of the Hall of Fame, So I got Eli at quarterback. At running back, I can't name a better running back in the overall history of the New York Giants than Tiki Barber. I mean, similar to Eli, it was rather clear who the starting running back for this squad was going to be. We know fans aren't always the happiest with Tiki Barber due to his early retirement and trashing of Tom Coughlin. However, there's no doubting how talented this guy was, and if he hadn't retired early, he'd likely be a Hall of Famer. Tiki Barber had a bit of a slow start to his career. Earning his first 1,000 yard season in his fourth year. However, once he caught on, Tiki couldn't be stopped. Following his first 1,000-yard season, he posted 1,200-plus yards in five of his next six seasons before retiring at the age of 31. For a career, Tiki carried the ball more than 2,000 times for 10,449 yards and 55 touchdowns. The guy was averaging 4.7 yards per carry. In his prime, Tiki was arguably the best back in all of football, especially in the year of 2008 when he ran the ball 357 times for 1,860 yards and 9 touchdowns while averaging a ridiculous 5.2 yards per carry. To be that efficient with the ball while receiving that heavy, a volume of carries is just insane, especially when you consider that Tiki was 30 years old. Tiki Barber, he ranks all time in Giants. Tiki ranks first all time in Giants carries, rushing yards, yards per carry, out of those who have ran the ball 400 times, and he's second in rushing touchdowns. It's unfortunate that he never got his Super Bowl win, but there's no doubt he should be starting. There's no doubt that this guy should be the starting running back on the all-time squad. So I got him at running back. At tight end, I think it's very obvious. I got Mark Bavaro at tight end. Now it was a little more difficult, as the two main options for this spot were Mark Bavaro and Jeremy Shockey. Jeremy Shockey had better numbers. However, Mark Bavaro won one more Super Bowl than Jeremy Shockey and had a better. I'm not trying to disrespect Jeremy Shockey, but Mark Bavaro had, he was better than Jeremy Shockey in his prime, in his best season, Mark Bavaro caught the ball 66 times for more than 1,000 yards and 4 touchdowns. Alongside this, Bavaro made an All-Pro first team, went to the Pro Bowl, and this guy ranked 6th in MVP voting. In that same season, Mark Bavaro would also go on to help the Giants win the Super Bowl, win the first Super Bowl in franchise history. During this playoff run in particular, Bavaro would catch 8 passes for 134 yards and 2 touchdowns. Keep in mind, this was all during his second season in the league. For a career, Bavaro would catch 266 passes for 3,722 yards and 39 touchdowns. In addition to this, he also made 2 Pro Bowls, two All-Pro teams, and he was mentioned, and as mentioned before, won 2 Super Bowls. Now, I will say this. If injuries had not hampered the second half of Mark Bavaro's career, Bavaro would likely be the undoubted choice for tight end. So I got Mark Bavaro at tight end. At wide receiver, this is tough. At wide receiver, it's tough because there's a lot. I honestly believe there's a lot of great receivers. You have Plaxico Burress. You have a lot of great wide receivers, but a great wide receiver wins championships, and there was a more big addition at the wide receiver spot than Amani Toomer. Now look at Amani Toomer. He may never have made a Pro Bowl, However, I don't think many would doubt that Amani Toomer is the best wide receiver in Giants history. And look, he may not be the most talented. However, this guy, the consistency this man brought to all 13 seasons of his career to the Giants cannot be matched. Through the good times and bad, Toomer stuck with the Giants and would eventually help deliver the team a Super Bowl in the year of 2007. You know, Amani Toomer spent all of his 13 years in the league with the Giants, and fans will forever be grateful for that. You know, while the Giants had two Super Bowl appearances and even a win during his time in New York, there were certainly some very rough seasons. Rough seasons record-wise. In today's era, most receivers would have requested a trade. Despite this, Amani Toomer stuck with the Giants all the way and paid off big time. For his career, you know, he caught more than 600 passes for 9,497 yards and 54 touchdowns. You know, Amani Toomer ranks first all-time in Giants receptions, yards, and touchdowns by a notable margin. This makes him a very clear and easy choice for the all-team. My second receiver, I would put the Giants on. The second receiver I would put on the all-time offense for the Giants. It's very obvious. I got wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Even though he's not in New York anymore, and I was, you guys heard me a bunch of times say I wouldn't mind Odell coming back. If Odell came back to New York, it would be amazing. Him coming back to the Big Apple, but you know, Odell, he's in Baltimore, which I have no problem, you know. But Odell, I will put Odell Beckham Jr. on the all-time offense for the Giants. Look, this choice is one of the rare occasions where we got off of pure talent as opposed to accolades and such. Odell Beckham Jr., look at this guy, may have played for some pretty bad Giants teams. However, there's no doubting how incredibly elite this man was during his time in New York. Either it be his speed, hands, route running, you name it. This guy was great at it all. There's not much stopping us. You know, like, they're not, especially me, because I'm a big fan of this guy. There's not much stopping us from saying that this guy was by far, and you know, in the way, the most talented receiver the Giants have ever seen. His one-handed catch will forever live on in the memories of not only Giants fans but NFL fans in general. You know, during his time with the Giants, this guy, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. caught more than 300 passes for 5,476 yards and 56 touchdowns. Alongside this, Beckham also made 3 Pro Bowls and 2 All-Pro second teams. It's unfortunate that his time in New York ended the way it did. If only Dave Gettleman had the slightest clue about how to run a team, OBJ would still be here. No, but he's not. But yeah, those are two wide receivers I would put on my all-time list for the Giants offense. Now to the offensive line. For left tackle, it's clear I got Rosie Brown at left tackle. You know, considering how poor the Giants offensive line has been over really the last decade, you'd be surprised about how good New York has been in the trenches historically. A great example of this is Rosie Brown, who is arguably one of the greatest players in Giants history. He may not be a name most remembered due to how long ago he played. However, Rosie Brown is easily one of the best tackles the league has ever seen. His career spanned from 1953 to 1965, and he was elite in every season he played in. Throughout his 13-season career, he made 9 Pro Bowls, earned 6 All-Pro first-team selections, and helped the Giants win an NFL championship in 1956. So I got him at left guard. I got him at left tackle. Left guard. You know what? At left guard, this was a pretty interesting one. But I watched this guy. I watched this guy take down the tough New England Patriots defense not once but twice. At left guard, I got David Deal. Look, he may not look at this guy. This is another guy that a lot of people may not be. A lot of people may not remember him for playing left guard due to a lack of jaw-dropping talent at the position. David Deal will have to, you know, will have to do here. This guy spent two seasons at guard, you know, 2005 and 2006 respectively. And was a pretty, you know, he did a pretty damn good job as well at this position. You know, David Deal spent his entire 10-year career at the Giants and was one of the key players on both of the Giants Super Bowl wins in 2007 and 2011. Alongside this, he made a Pro Bowl and All-Pro second-team selection. At center, I have Mel Hine. The center position for New York has seen some insane amounts of talent. However, there's no doubt that Mel Hine is the number one guy here. In his 15 seasons with the Giants, this guy made 4 Pro Bowls and earned 5 All-Pro first-team selections. In fact, he even won the first-ever Carr Trophy, which was the original MVP award. You know, Mel Hine, you know, he split time between center and linebacker, but there's no doubt his impact lay on the offensive side of the ball. You know, for a while, you know, Hine represented the Giants in a way no one else could. He was one of, if not the best players on the team's championship runs in the 1930s. His impact will never be forgotten. And at right guard, this is another player I watched. In the Super Bowl as well, against the Patriots. Chris Snee. Yep. You know, look, it was very clear that Chris Snee was going to be in this spot. Not only was he arguably the best offensive lineman on the Giants Super Bowl teams, but there's not much competition at right guard for Snee to go up against. The son-in-law of Tom Coughlin had quite the career. During his 9-year career, all of which he spent all of those years with the Giants, this guy made 4 Pro Bowls, an All-Pro first team, and an All-Pro second team. Alongside this guy was an incredibly important part of both the Giants Super Bowl runs in 2007 and in 2011. So I got him at right guard. A right tackle. This is a pretty interesting one, but I'm gonna go and say Jumbo Elliott. Now look at, for the right tackle spot, I had to do a little moving around. Surprisingly enough, the Giants don't really have a standout player at right tackle throughout their history. So that being said, I thought it would be best to throw in fan favorite Jumbo Elliott. This guy may never have been a conventional superstar. However, he was incredibly important to the Giants' 1990 Super Bowl victory. Alongside this, he also made a Pro Bowl for New York in 1993. He may not have spent his whole career with the Giants, but those 8 years will never be forgotten. At least when this guy decided to leave the Giants, he opted to stay in New York and play for the Jets. Regardless, with a name like that, you know Elliott was destined for greatness in the NFL. You know, I'm just glad he spent most of his prime with the Giants. So, yeah, guys, that's all I have for you today. That's my all-time starting roster for the New York Giants offense. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys. That's all I have for you guys today so far. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants and more lists if I have any to show you. So stay tuned for both of those things. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.